Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
And you told me not to drive, but I made it home alive. So you said that only proves that I'm insane. You may be right, I may be crazy.
Did you happen to catch American Idol last night? American Billy Idol, the Brit? Kind of cool. So they open up the show with Carrie Underwood, and I'm not much of a, like, I don't really know Carrie Underwood all that well, so, you know, recognizing her and all that, I didn't know who it was up on stage. I just...
What?
Just, I know she's a judge and whatever.
American Idol.
I know. I mean, no, I know who she is. It just didn't resonate with me exactly.
And you didn't sing along with the song?
Oh, no, I definitely did. I thought this was fantastic. Look, my man, 70 years old. Looks like he's not been a day over 64. But, you know, because Billy Idol's got that that hard-pressed, formaldehyde-preserved kind of... But he's always looked that way, even when he was young, you know?
Formaldehyde-preserved.
Come on, you know? He's got the Seacrest look, right?
Right.
I mean, Seacrest could be 130. You don't know.
We don't.
And... They have that same kind of weirdly unaged but super aged look. Not quite the RFK Jr., but they got something going on there where you think, like, Hot Pocket. You know, like, something weird is going on. I don't know exactly what. So, yeah, but, of course, the part of the reason he was on last night is because it was Hall of Fame Day, you know, Hall of Fame Week for American Idol. They had, I don't know if they were singing all songs by inductees. Maybe they were. I think they were. But they started off the show well done.
Billy Idol and longtime collaborator Steve Stevens will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2026. Congratulations.
Speaking of which, did you see the other inductees? Not yet. This is the announcement that they will be inducted. But did you see the other inductees? Phil Collins.
Okay.
Who's already in for Genesis, but now he's in on his own, right?
Somewhere in the air tonight.
There you go, right? And, you know, he's all the songs. I pulled up all the bumpers. I figured I was going to do bumper music today for, all the inductees. Iron Maiden is in. Joy Division / New Order, which makes sense because it's kind of a both and, you know, sort of thing. Oasis.
Wow. Wonderwall.
Yeah. Any other songs by them, you know?
That's just the first one that popped off to my head.
And apparently they feel very disgruntled about the whole thing. Like they've, you know, it's been too long for them. They should have been in earlier. And I'm like, bro, Billy Idol wasn't even in the Hall of Fame. Shut up.
I mean, if they don't want it, I'll take it. I mean,
Sade, Luther Vandross, and Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang!
I don't think I've ever heard a single Wu-Tang song. Have you?
Yeah.
Have you?
I have heard them.
Okay, I haven't. I don't Wu-Tang. Have the special $8 billion one-pressing CD or whatever, and, you know.
One-pressing CD?
They made a CD that's one, like, there's one copy of it.
Oh.
It's a super collectible, you know.
I bet it is.
There were eight other acts that did not make it in. Black Crowes, Jeff Buckley, Mariah Carey, Melissa Etheridge, Lauryn Hill, INXS, New Edition, Pink, and Shakira. And I would say, given who got in, that's a good divider. You know, if these don't get in and those get in, I can't really complain too much about that. So early influence awards went to some people I know and some people I do not know. I apologize. Celia Cruz, Fela Kuti. Is that Kid Cudi? K-U-T-I. I don't even know. Queen Latifah, MC Light, Graham Parsons, Musical Excellence went to Linda Creed, Arif Mardin, Jimmy Miller, Rick Rubin. I'm just not reading names. I don't have any idea. Rick Rubin, I've heard that name. And the Ahmet Erdogan Award went to Ed Sullivan.
What award was that?
No, said all I want to say about that.
Oh.
So... what was interesting, though, is halfway through the show, we're back to American Idol, Billy Idol. Anyway, back to that, Pat Benatar and Neil Gerardo were there. David had mentioned this to us yesterday, that they were going to be performing. And, I mean, it's fun to watch Pat Benatar sing. And then in the middle of her set, she takes a break. And it's a little different. This is kind of cool. I like this, though. It's a burning thing. And it makes a fiery way. A little rain of fire, ring of fire. No, love it. Love it. And then she comes right back to the end and... You know, they finish. That's kind of a neat little insight.
That is,
you know,
awesome.
Putting Ring of Fire right in the middle of Heartbreaker. So then, of course, you know, the reason I was watching, I wasn't really watching for the... Oh, it's kind of cool because Pat Benatar and Neil Gerardo then gave advice to the back half of the people who were, you know, so they were talking to them about what they were going to do. And Keila Richardson was going to be doing the Stevie Wonder song, Signed, Sealed, Delivered. And when she sang it for them the first time... Well, here, this is what they said.
And it's exactly what you got to do with Signed, Sealed, and Delivered.
Here I am, I'm signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
I would love to see you sing that song to your boy.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I could really feel that. I would love to be singing that to my two grown daughters.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Because Drew's such a big part of the
right.
Here I am, baby. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
Yeah. That's Pat Benatar.
That's it.
She ran through it, and she did a great job, but it was like Stevie Wonder's version. So, Megan, we got to twist it up a little bit, right? I wonder if we could do an intro singing verse as a ballad, slow. Like, in other words, second verse.
Seen a lot of things in this whole world.
Oh.
Great decision. When I said that, I said, oh, I see why y'all got a lot of Grammys.
Yeah, I see why y'all got a lot of Grammys.
Y'all got a lot.
You got ideas. So then, you know, so immediately, you know, it's going to be something a little bit better and, or, you know, just a twist, like make it your own, right? So she does begin ballad style.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. Now I'm wondering if your love's too strong. Here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
Pretty good, pretty good. And then she, you know, builds, so I'm not going to play the whole thing for you, but I think, what?
We need to dedicate some time and play the whole
thing. You want the whole thing?
I do.
Right, I'll pick it up where we left. That's fine. Okay. It's like 3 minutes. You want to hear the whole thing? All right, here goes.
I haven't heard it.
That's fine. All right, here goes. This is picking it up from where we left.
Here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
I would have actually stuck with the ballad style a little bit longer even before jumping into this style.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
Dang it, girl.
It's always when she just gets going. There's like part one and part two to her songs.
Yeah.
Wow.
See,
just wow.
I think most of her songs are kind of follow this pattern where it's good, but mm-hmm. then when she gets to just wailing at the end, it's ridiculous. It's so good.
I mean, if she can move you right, and make you playing. Feel the song, yeah.
So Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie react.
I'm speechless, unbelievable. Haven't ever seen you go to that level. Never seen you take it to that level. Way to go there. After last week, after you doubting yourself and come back and do that, what a showing.
Thank you, Luke.
Let the congregation say amen.
That's exactly the right comment from Lionel Richie. And then at the end, no surprise.
It's signed, sealed, and delivered for Keela.
So she's advanced. So that's, final nine, I think, at this point. So, the mayor was there yesterday. We'll talk about that with him tomorrow when you have him on the show. Brought a bunch of thank yous and good well wishes from Pensacolians who'd signed the card. So anyway, she's, doing great. Doing fantastic. And I feel like there is a part of me that, you know me, I always like to know context. I always like to know the whole story. I watch the whole meeting. I don't watch the clips. I share with you the clips, but you can trust that I watch the whole meeting. trust me. But I don't watch the rest of the show. So I don't feel like I can say, well, everybody else is terrible and she's fantastic. I know she's fantastic. I don't know what the other folks are. I'm not going to sit there for 2 hours and watch the whole thing. I've got other things I got to do. So, unless Billy Idol's singing or Pat Benatar's singing, then I'll pay attention. I don't really have a good grasp of, do I really think against these other eight people she's going to win? All I know is, I don't know how you vote against her. That's all I know. 437-1620. So we have a news item going on today, we think, and I'm going to say it that way because I think so. Blue Angels practice info. This is one of the best resource. I mean, the best resource on social media for Blue Angels information outside of the Blue Angels themselves. But a lot of times they don't, publish their own stuff. Blue Angels practice info be like, all right, the Beach Buzz is going to be at 5:22. We just got Chad or Fat Albert's passing Nashville. it's really detailed. So they report that today there's supposed to be a flyover with the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds.
Wow.
That we're supposed to have the Super Delta. Wow. All the planes in one formation. The Beach Buzz is supposedly going to be today between 10:40 and 10:50 this morning. So if you want to see it, and this is no indication or no confirmation that there will be any other, going down Palafox, because that's the normal route. But the problem with that is that, you got to go down Palafox and you got to turn and then you got to turn at Gulf Breeze, Navarre. And so I would not assume, in fact, I would expect it's not going to be the down Palafox part. I would think it's just going to be one way passing from east to west going towards the base. But again, this morning, if you want to see it, you probably got to be out at the beach or Perdido Key, out at one of the beaches would be your best bet to go see that. Again, 10:40 to 10:50 this morning. You also have there's an FAA notice out for today for no flying out in the vicinity. So we, kind of confirmation
so
that
TFR,
something's had. Yeah, a NOTAM. Yeah. And then the question about the practice, which would be kind of around the same time. What will that mean? Some people say, well, is there going to be a joint practice? No, I mean, they don't do that. They don't practice together. They're not. And the idea that they could just, get up into the airspace and fly together. Well, it takes a lot more planning and coordination than, mapping out of everything and the joint calls and just so it doesn't work that way. But it might be, that the practice for the Blue Angels will also have a practice for the Thunderbirds either before or after. All speculation at this point. We just don't really know. So cool stuff going on today, at the base, at the beach, in the vicinity. It's if you were trying to figure out, which day do I want to go be in the Southwest side? Today is your day. Best bet, right? 5:24 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying a home, selling a home, doing both, it could be your first home. You've been renting for a long time, and you're like, it is time to buy. Okay, go talk to Christina Leavenworth. and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. They'll help you ask the right questions, get the right answers, ask better questions, figure out what you can afford, whether now is the right time or not. And she might tell you it's not. You know, now is not the good time. Wait 3 months. Wait 2 months. You know, maybe the market's too hot right now, or because it has suddenly gotten weirdly hot, she was saying just the other day on Pep Talk. But the point is, I remember like the first time I bought a house and going back and thinking, I mean, I knew at the time our realtor wasn't awesome. You know, she was fine. She wasn't great. She was fine. And going back and thinking about all the changes and the difference that it would have made if we'd have had somebody like Christina and her team working with us. Oh, my goodness. Especially for that first time when you don't know what you're doing and you're making a massive life choice and signing all these papers and you hope the money's right and everything else. Anyway, my point is, whether you've bought 10 houses or haven't bought any and you're thinking about one for the very first time, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 786-3996.
This is the story of the one. As a procurement manager for a hospital system, she keeps every facility in her network stocked and ready. That's why she counts on Grainger to be her single source for thousands of products, from disinfectants to lighting, air filters, and more. And with fast, dependable delivery, Grainger helps her keep every facility stocked, safe, and running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
LifeLock, how can I help?
The IRS said I filed my return,
but I haven't.
One in four tax-paying Americans has paid the price of identity fraud.
What do I do?
My refund, though.
I'm freaking out.
Don't worry, I can fix this.
LifeLock fixes identity theft guaranteed and gets your money back with up to $3 million in coverage.
I'm so relieved.
No problem. I'll be with you every step of the way.
One in four was a fraud-paying American. Not anymore. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
You don't want rumors.
You want confirmation.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
You want confirmation.
Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Prison Mike. You know why they call me Prison Mike?
Do you really expect us to believe you're somebody else?
Do you really expect me to not push you up against the wall?
Good morning, 528, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Eric Swalwell, that happened fast. So, you know, this long time, what is it, six terms, eight terms? He's been in Congress for a long time. And, you know, I would say one of the more prominent Democrats in Congress and, you know, running for California governor. And then the allegations, a couple come out and then a bunch more. And then he's like, nah, I didn't do any of that stuff. And then, you know, well, but I did some bad stuff. I don't know. I didn't do any of that stuff. And so I guess I'll pause my campaign for governor. You know, on second thought, I'll just drop out of Congress. Good Lord. You know, and now it's, well, who knew what when? And did other people know? And I've seen some of the stuff online. We all knew this about him for all this time. And one of his fellow congressmen, I didn't know any of that, but, you know, I support his decision. So he's out just like that. Boom. Wow. Okay. I guess that's I hate to, it's a serious subject, the allegations. I mean, they're real criminal allegations, you know, rape, among other things, you know, mistreatment of women and so forth. But do you remember the one thing that he's probably most famous for? Do you remember the time when he farted and pretended it didn't happen on TV?
Yes. Yes, I do.
It's not something you live down quickly.
No.
So, but The other stuff, that's not what got him. You know, what got him was this. So Iran is preventing the Strait of Hormuz, and then we're preventing it. And who's responsible for the blockade? I don't know. We transited a couple of destroyers. They didn't shoot at him, but they put up menacing photos. I don't know. Whatever. Trump is Jesus. He's not Jesus. He's a doctor. You see the picture?
No.
You haven't seen this picture?
No.
Oh, my God. Did you not be on social media for the last 48 hours?
No.
It's everywhere. It's a picture he put, an AI picture of him healing a guy that looks like either Epstein or Jon Stewart, depending on who you ask, with an orb of gold and then like eagles and planes and fireworks and nurses, and he's dressed like Jesus.
Wow.
Wearing a white robe and a red robe. And then people said, "What are you doing, sir? Blasphemy, you know?" And he's like, I took it down and he said, No, I was a doctor. That's just me wearing the traditional robes of a doctor.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Day two of the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz by the U.S. Navy, ordered by President Trump, who continues to promise
Iran will not have a nuclear weapon. And we agreed to a lot of things, but they didn't agree to that. And I think they will agree to it. I'm almost sure of it.
President Donald Trump says the U.S. blockade of the Strait of Hormuz is underway. Pakistan now reportedly proposing of hosting a new round of talks in Islamabad. Some sources telling Reuters that those talks could resume as early the end of this week.
That's Fox's Alex Hogan. Changes in the House of Representatives. California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell says he's resigning following accusations of sexual misconduct. And Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez from Texas says he's retiring. He's been under investigation by the House for having a relationship with a former senior aide. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got clear skies this morning. It is 59 degrees. We'll get to our forecast. Brooke Richardson's got that for us up in just a few minutes. The family of a missing Milton teenager pleading for her safe return. The search is now crossing state lines for 15-year-old Adriana Hernandez. She's been missing since April 7th, and authorities believe she may have potentially been taken against her will rather than running away. Her father, Alejandro, told Channel 3 that she'd never left home before, and he believes an adult is manipulating her. The FBI has joined the search. Investigators say they believe Adriana could potentially be in Georgia. She's 5'1", 130 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. And anybody with information should contact the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Well, Escambia County providing a new and easy way to help residents. News Radio's Chris Bryan with this story. He says Milo is on the way.
The Escambia Tax Collector's Mobile Identification and Licensing Office are in Walnut Hill and Century this week. Today at the Walnut Hill Community Center from 10 to 2:30 and the Billy G. Ward Courthouse in Century on Thursday from 9:30 to 2:30. Milo offers a convenient way for residents to access essential tax collector services. Written and driving tests, by the way, are not available. Chris Bryan, News Radio.
A 20-year-old Louisiana man is facing an indecent exposure charge after allegedly exposing his derriere to a 16-year-old employee at a Navarre Culver's last Tuesday. Deputies say Governor Maurer and a group of intoxicated friends climbed on booth seats and the front counter while screaming and making animal noises before Maurer pulled down his shorts in front of the employee. A surveillance video corroborated the account. The teen employee was upset and wanted to press charges. Maurer was released on $2,000 bond. Florida Senator Ashley Moody is sponsoring legislation to classify xylazine as a controlled substance. The animal tranquilizer is apparently being increasingly mixed into illicit fentanyl powder and found in 30% of all fentanyl seized by the DEA since 2023. Xylazine can cause severe wounds at injection sites, including tissue death that can require amputation. The bill would add it to the federal controlled substances list while still protecting its legitimate use in large animal veterinary medicine. Ascension Sacred Heart is opening a new freestanding emergency room today in Pace. That's located in the Five Points area and the 5700 block of Chemukla Highway. Ascension says it'll bring expanded access to high-quality emergency care closer to patients who live in the area. It's an 11,000-square-foot facility and has two triage areas, a trauma room, 10 treatment spaces, and on-site labs, CT, X-ray, and ultrasound capabilities. More than 40 people will work there. It opens to the public today. It's 5:35, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be looking at beautiful weather today with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures warming up today into the upper 70s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 61. For Wednesday, sunny skies, high near 79. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 64. Heading into Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 79 degrees. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 63 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it is 59 degrees, clear skies. Our next news at 6. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Novo Nordisk said it is partnering with OpenAI to bring new and better treatment options to patients faster. The medical giant said the partnership will enable Novo to better use AI to analyze complex data sets and reduce the time it takes for a medicine to move from the research stage to patient use. Anthropic said it is discussing its frontier AI model Mythos with the Trump administration, even after the Pentagon cut off business with the U.S. AI company following a contract dispute. A disagreement between Anthropic and the Pentagon over guardrails for how the military could use its artificial intelligence tools led the agency to label Anthropic a supply chain risk last month. Intel saw its ninth straight day of gains yesterday, up 58% over that stretch, and is on track for its best run over that many days since at least the 1970s. Several big deals and announcements from the U.S. chipmaker have fueled the run, including partnerships with Google and Elon Musk's TerraFab project. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At Penair Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
Bands on the Beach is brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music. This week, the White Sands Panhandle Band takes the stage. You'll hear everything from Marty Stewart to Mary Raven to Charlie Daniels all at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night. Don't forget, pets or glass not allowed.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida this Thursday at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Spring shows up quietly around here. A little more daylight. Warmer afternoons. A lot going on locally. News Radio 92.3 keeps you connected to it all with the stories, updates, and conversations that shape your day.
Stay informed, staying connected.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
New season, same trusted source.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Commissioner Burkett, you bring up a good point. I mean, if you look at Benny Russell, you've got a speed limit of 20 mile an hour for the school zone, and you've got top speeds of 71 miles per hour, 60 mile per hour, and 55 mile per hour during a school zone and during school time. That's egregious.
That was Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commission Chairman, District 5 Representative, Gulf Breeze and Midway. And, of course, they were talking about the school speed zone cameras, which they did pass 5-0. 5-0, 4-0, 5. It was unanimous. I think it was 5. I think Radington was there. Joining us now, we have Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. One of his majors was there giving explanations, very good explanations, Doug Bigman. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So let's talk a little bit about this because, you know, we've covered this pretty extensively, but it's still, you know, there's not everybody's always listening. This is for 11 miles over, and this is going to be for what? All of the school speed zones that are 20 miles an hour or less, so 20 and 15, right?
Right. Correct.
And so it's a $100 ticket. It's operated by this independent company. Money gets split up amongst a bunch of different agencies. None of it is like just plain old revenue, though, right?
Correct. And it doesn't go against your points on your driver's license, so your insurance doesn't go up, that kind of thing. It's strictly, it's kind of like a civil citation, and so it doesn't rack up points for you.
And there's always a an officer or a deputy at the back end making sure that before the citation goes out, they put eyes on the situation to make sure, well, that wasn't actually a school vacation day, that the camera just didn't understand.
Correct.
Or whatever circumstance justifies not sending it out, right?
Yes, it has to get verified by one of my deputies before the ticket's actually sent.
And there's even, Major Bingman's even said that there's a line on the ticket itself where you can reply that it wasn't you, that it was somebody else. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
I'm wild. Okay, all right. So the thing that I've noticed in this conversation is it's happening all the time. Like, it's 3/4 of the people would be in violation if you put this thing up today. And I got to imagine that for these SROs who literally cannot leave their post to go chase down a speeder, it's got to be maddening.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And like you said, they can't leave the school because what happens when they're out there enforcing traffic violations and somebody goes into a school with a gun? I mean, that's, you know, you don't want a school shooting to occur anyways, but definitely not because your SRO is out doing traffic.
And so the prohibitive cost of putting people with their cruisers out there to try to enforce this, it would just be exorbitantly expensive to make that happen, plus being able to find the people who can do it. On the other side, I've raised kind of 2.5 objections or questions today just because I think the other side doesn't have nothing to say. One is the due process question, which I think the courts are going to figure that out. One is, I know I have inadvertently sped through school speed zones, not very often, but because, you know, the speed limit's 40 and now all of a sudden it's 20 and I didn't realize it or whatever. I blinked. I don't know. I hate to see people get a ticket for inadvertency, but I get that you broke the law. I mean, if somebody had caught me, I would have, sure enough, I broke the law.
Right.
But some of these school zones are like 15 miles an hour. The one by my house is 15 miles an hour. And every time I'm like, oh, good Lord, I can walk faster than this. It's so slow.
Yeah. Well, this is what I say to that. And, you know, I get it. It is a pain in the, you know what, to have to suffer through a school zone, especially when you're in a hurry or whatever. But I think the main focus here needs to be on the kids and the kids' safety. So, you know, I would tell everybody to leave the house a little earlier if you're worried about, if you have to go through 3 school zones to get to work, just start leaving a little earlier and just do the speed limit. I mean, it's not that hard and, you know, you're actually protecting children. So, hey, it's a good thing.
I'm going to do one more devil's advocate with you because it's been asked of me and it was literally the question I had, which is this.
Sure.
I believe in school speed zones. I believe in protecting kids. You know that.
Yeah.
There's still a part of me that hears, okay, 75% or 74%, I think was the number, of people are traveling 11 miles an hour or faster, and some of them are doing ridiculously high speeds. And in spite of that, I never hear of incidents. I never hear, and I mean, I don't ever want it to have it happen, but I never hear of kids getting hit. I never hear of incidents. And so is it really as dangerous as we think if there aren't any incidents, or is it we're just kind of, we've made this artificially low speed and now we're trying to enforce it because we want to feel good about kids' safety, but in the real world, it doesn't turn out to be an actual problem. Convince me that that's just a total mistake.
Okay, if you think that, if that's your thought process, then I would say this. We've never had a school shooting in Santa Rosa County, so let's pull all the SROs out of the schools and just put them back on patrol and answering calls because we haven't had a school shooting, so we can just pull them. I mean, that's the mentality, see? So you say, yeah, we've never had an incident. So we say, okay, carte blanche to the school zones, and a kid gets killed. Now we start putting in processes to protect the kids, or you want to do it to where it never, ever happened. So that's my argument back.
somebody had sent me a really good, I forget the name of the person, like a risk hierarchy that basically said for every death, it was, you know, 40 injuries, and for every 40 injury, I forget the number, but it was like 300 close calls and then, you know, 1,000 incidents kind of, and it's just a statistics game. And if you have, this many people speeding, eventually you're going to have that many incidents. And do you want to be the one that, you know, let people speed through the school zones and then some kid gets killed and then you have to explain to their parents and their family why you didn't do more to enforce it?
Exactly. Exactly.
By the way, the reason we're not talking about major crimes that took place in Santa Rosa County is we had a fairly uneventful week, yeah?
Yes, correct. And hopefully it stays that way. It would be nice.
Wouldn't it be great if we did 52 interviews and no crimes?
That's not going to happen.
I mean, you know, I might start to talk about your budget a little bit. Anyway.
Yeah.
joke. sorry.
That's okay.
Hey, just since we're kind of on that subject, it had come up in Escambia County. The commission in Escambia County was talking about next year's budget, and it wouldn't be next year's; it'd be the year after that with the property tax issue. If that hits, the very high likelihood that we would pass a referendum that would dramatically reduce county budgets, and that they were talking about the 3-year deal with Sheriff Simmons. I know you and Chip get along well, but how are you guys thinking about that? I know some of the proposals say it wouldn't affect public safety, would not be allowed to affect public safety, but you know, money is money, and if there's, you know, that much less money, maybe a quarter of county revenues, Santa Rosa would suffer too. Have you guys started to think about what that might mean?
Yeah, we have, and, you know, they just put me under a MSTU, so I don't know. It depends on which version passes, but I don't know if it would affect the MSTU or not.
Ooh, you know, so, I think it good question. I think it still does. Because that's ad valorem. That's an ad valorem related on your homestead. So I think it still would be prohibited. Because I remember specifically reading the ordinance and thinking, oh, we can work around this with an MSBU, you know, or an MSTU, you know. And it seems like that again depends on what they pass. Obviously, as you said exactly.
Yeah. So I mean, if they pass it, you know, and I'm all about. I agree 100% that if you have a house and you've paid for your house, you don't need to continue paying taxes. I mean, that's crazy. You'll never own your house under any circumstances. And I get that. And I think they should do away with that. 100%. If you own your home and it's your homestead, you shouldn't have to pay property taxes of any kind whatsoever. Unless, I would put a caveat on that, if you have kids in the school system, pay for the school tax. If you don't, then no tax whatsoever. I mean, that's the way I look at it. But, you know, how many people get to own their home nowadays, too, also?
Yeah, so. And it's a kind of it's a fairly unserious proposal that sort of philosophically exempts homesteaders because of that issue, but only from the county slice and not from, for example, the school slice. Like, it's the same argument, you know, if you should own, you should own. Switching gear. Oh, and of course, what I know you also think is, hey, but the money has to come from somewhere. So if we're going to cut it here, we're going to find a replacement. You know, that's
exactly
part of being serious. I want to talk just briefly about the flock cameras. Pardon me for asking a stupid question. You guys do have them in place in Santa Rosa County, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay. The a criticism that has been raised by one city council member in Pensacola and by members of the public is, we don't like the fact that we don't know where they are. The police should tell us where they are. And because, you know, who's going to watch the watchers? Who's going to make sure this would be done appropriately? I know what my answer to this is. I'm curious what your answer is. I'll give you mine if you want me to go first, but my answer is pretty, go ahead. I want to hear what yours is.
Yeah, mine's pretty basic. Yeah, let's tell all the criminals where the cameras are so they can avoid them. So when you kill somebody and you want to get away, you're going to avoid certain roads because you don't want to get caught on a flock camera. So, yeah, let's do that. Let's help the criminals commit crimes, and it'd be a great place. Why not? If you think that, you need to move to California because they love criminals out there and they protect them. Here, we try to put them in jail, and flock cameras are a huge part of that, and the location of them being secret is 100% to get criminals. So if you're a law-abiding citizen, you know, my family goes through all these roads all the time. I don't care where they're at because I'm not breaking the law. Don't care.
You know,
so that's my argument.
When I heard this criticism, what I think is, well, the problem with these folks is they're not serious enough about their view because, if you think that all the flock cameras should be publicly disclosed, like on a map or on your GPS, then sure. I think that in real time, Santa Rosa Sheriff and PPD and ECSO and Gulf Breeze should all, in Milton, you know, they should all be putting out every stakeout location, every pictures of every undercover officer. I mean, you should have all of the units should be on a screen so that we can all see where they are, so that we can avoid them like they're avoiding the ICE agents. Like, we should have that publicly disclosed, because we just want to make sure that we know what's going on. Transparency in government.
Right. Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense. And the reason why we have such a low crime rate in Santa Rosa County, most of our citizens understand what's going on. The majority of them do. And the majority of them don't care where the flock cameras are, because they're not breaking the law. They don't care. So, you know, for all these people, I demand to know where they're at. Yeah, shut up. Go somewhere like California and you'll be happy. They protect criminals out there and they coddle them. That's why their crime is totally out of control. But we're not going to do it here in Santa Rosa County.
Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thank you for the time. And I really appreciated your major being there to explain a lot of this stuff at the county commission meeting. And, you know, I thought clarified a lot of points, which is good. You know, explaining things to people, especially when they think stupid stuff like, oh, they're putting speed cameras on all the roads. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Make it stop.
Flock's got nothing to do with speeding.
Yeah. There's flock cameras. There's red light cameras. And there's speed cameras in school zones. And none of those are just randomly out on Highway 87 making sure you're not speeding. So
exactly.
Sheriff, as always, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Absolutely. 550 here on News Radio 92.3. And by the way, I was just looking at some of the backup data. I mean, that was the interview we did yesterday. I was looking at some of the, you know, the report that they did. If they're going to put a speed zone camera in, they have to do a study. And that's what this company was reporting back, is on the study information. That's what the commissioners were commenting on. You know, for example, if you look at like the Wallace Lake K-8, that's the brand new one on the Wallace Lake Road and Schmuckla Highway. When the school speed zone is in effect in the morning at 20 miles an hour, the top speeds recorded in the 2 days, or I think it's they did 2 days, 70, 62, and 61. And when the speed limit is in the afternoon, 20, 70, 61, and 60. And then in the midday, when the speed zone is not school limited, 45 miles an hour, top speeds of 82, 69, and 69. So, you know, 82 miles an hour on Schmuckla Highway, which on the one hand is very fast. On the other hand, is like one time per day, you know. But they also talked about the number of infractions. So this would be 11 miles an hour or over, 1,100 day one, 1,100. This is all at Wallace Lake K-8. So the percent that were speeding there were 25%. East Bay Middle School or Elementary School, 75% average were speeding. I don't know if that number means speeding by 11 miles an hour over, or if that means speeding at all. I'm gonna guess it means 11 or more over, but I don't know that for a fact because it just doesn't say here right on the chart. But you and I, John, you and I were talking about right there off of Cyanamid, which is that's Benny Russell Elementary, right?
Right.
And so the church, we've been to that Voyage Church a couple of times. It meets in the school. It's interesting to me because that school is a long way from Cyanamid.
It is.
I mean, I'm guessing on a map like 250 feet or so, and I looked up the law. It's 500 feet from the property that you get a school zone.
500?
I don't mean to be the guy who's out there defending speeding in school zones exactly, but Cyanamid doesn't strike. That's a long way from the kids being. I mean, I guess if they're walking to school, but do kids walk to school on Cyanamid? That seems unlikely to me. Maybe they do.
Maybe two. I don't know.
From in the neighborhood, yeah, sure. But we're not talking about, you know, up and back on that exact street. You know, the, what is it, King or something like that, that name of that street. But Cyanamid is it's not a major road because it's only what?
But it's a straight
three lanes.
Shot.
But it's a road people speed on.
Yeah.
And it is a way, again, to that point of school zones being smart and not smart. And some of them are kind of ridiculous. And I would say that one is it. I don't know that you should have it out there on Cyanamid, because I can definitely see why somebody would, again, not endorsing, but I can see why somebody might be going 60 on Cyanamid and then, oh, crap, school zone. You know, like that's.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, just, you know, some of the data behind all of this. And I certainly agree that we want to keep the kids safe. And one of the great ways to do that is to slow down the cars, because, you know, you don't want to be the one who's like, well, we could have done it and we didn't. But the behavior is terrible. I mean, the behavior is clearly atrocious at most of your schools, if not all of them. 553 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
Let me introduce you to Social Mirror. This is when we take the best content from your social media platform and deliver it to the phones, tablets, and computers of your target audience, where they live or wherever they go on the internet. You can add a call to action that sends people to your website or opens up their phone app with your phone number on it or gives them directions to find you. All of this comes with reporting to show how many people saw the ad and reacted to it.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, it's another gallery night in downtown Pensacola from 5 till 10. This month, it's a celebration of Navy Days. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Enjoy Florida Lighthouse Day at the Pensacola Lighthouse Saturday from 10 till 3. The free event includes games, activities, and fun for the family. Presented by Florida Arts and Culture. See PensacolaLighthouse.org. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
You don't need another money hack.
You need a plan.
Dave Ramsey, weeknights at 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Again, trying to feature some of your Hall of Fame inductees announced yesterday. Phil Collins on his own, not as a part of Genesis, for which he was already in the Hall of Fame. I kind of like the double entrance, you know, the people who get in as part of a group and then get in all on their own. That's something special. 5:57 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We are expecting there to be a super delta today on the beach, somewhere around 10:40 or 10:50 this morning, according to Blue Angels Air Practice Air Show Info. But the one caution about this is actually it's two things. Number one is the Blue Angels are doing their announcement of their brand new CO today at the museum. I think in that same time vicinity. I'm not going to be able to go to it because I'm just not. And so that's a little weird as far as being verified news. And then, but the Blue Angels Practice Info is a great Facebook page. Like, they never get anything wrong. So I trust them a lot. But also, it says that the Thunderbirds on their social media have announced this. And I cannot find anything that confirms on Thunderbirds, either Instagram, their Facebook, their regular website, or anything like that. So I am telling you, because I am expecting it to be true, a lot of local sources are confirming, but I think they're reporting what they've seen. Blue Angels Air Show Practice Report, which is fine. Again, they're a very reliable source. I just haven't been able to independently confirm it anywhere. So if you go out there and you wait and then they don't do the thing, don't be like, Andrew, you said. Well, yeah, I'm telling you, I think. I think so. I think it's going to be cool. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody says about the speed zone cameras near Benny Russell Elementary on Cyanamid. I drive Sandman Road back and forth a lot in the morning, and I wonder that, too, about the speed for school, but I sometimes wonder if that's low to allow cars to get in and out. Oh.
Why don't they put a stoplight there?
Well, it's probably too close to the other, the one to the west of there, the stop sign, right?
Right, but I'm still saying.
And I will tell you, as somebody who lives by West Florida High School, former Woodham, stoplights and school zones are not a great mix.
You're right.
And there's already the one on Palafox, which monkeys everything up. In every direction all the time, let alone during school zone. But then that two-way stop down by Oakfield, that's, you know, I would expect that at some point that's going to become a light, and I dread it. I dread it because you know, it's bad now. It'll be worse then. Yeah. So I'm not sure that a stoplight at Sinemid, and what is that little crossroad? I can never remember it. It's, I should probably know, but I don't know anyway. The turning in to go down to go actually to the school. 437-1620. Interesting conversation being had this week. Actually, we're going to talk about this coming up next, I think. But this week on Thursday, the city and the county are supposed to have their joint meeting. Charles Bear says, I don't think anything good's going to happen. Always the voice of optimism. I'll show the clips with you next.
There's
also the question of, are they going to, if in addition to the renovations to the Bay Center, are they going to try to build a convention-dedicated building or an event-oriented non-convention space or something else or nothing? You're-